BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 12 through 16. I believe, my spouse does not. Apostle Paul continues his answer on their questions about marriage, giving advice that Christ Jesus did not speak about during his earthly ministry, a mixed religion marriage. What should a spouse do when they came to faith in Jesus and their spouse has not yet done so? Should they remain married to them or divorce them? Actually, the Greek words translated divorce and a certificate of divorce in the New Testament mean put away and send away, not divorce as we know it. This is because, for most, becoming a married couple in antiquity was different from the modern era. Unless one was elite, rich, or a royal, or some kind of leader, they did not receive a legal document certifying their marriage from the government or any other institution. Common law marriage was the norm, the same as couples living together today without being legally married. Roman slaves were not allowed to marry, having only informal unions that their masters could end at any time. Most in ancient Greek and Roman societies separated when they, quote, fell out of love, using modern vernacular. The owner of the property the couple lived in sent away their spouse. So, the Corinthian believers asked Paul, should we send away our spouse who does not believe in Jesus? Perhaps they were concerned that they would be influenced into a sinful lifestyle again. Paul's advice is to stay with the unbelieving spouse. Commentators are unsure as to how the unbelieving spouse is sanctified, set apart, or is that is that they disagree, they have different opinions about it. And their children are holy. A deviation of the Greek word translated sanctify in the same verse in the verse before. Especially since Paul does not encourage marrying an unbeliever in the second letter to Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 and 16. One commentator does make the point that Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter, and young Timothy, who delivered it, were both children of mixed religious marriages. Both had mothers who were Jews, but fathers who were pagans. Both put their faith in the God of Abraham while retaining their Roman citizenship through their father. Their personal experience must have weighed heavily in Paul's decision to stay with the unbeliever, for their mother did, and it was to their benefit in the end. Similarly, how many children learn that one parent believes in Jesus while the other does not, or seems to put off religious things and God, even though they may at least on occasion attend a congregation today?
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.